What up, Dick Riders? This is episode number 73 of this here podcast. Here I am, Jackie, a 28-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, talking about shit, and actually got a topic today, which means that this episode will probably be only 2 minutes long, because whenever I have topics and have stuff planned out to say, it ends very prematurely, not unlike the sex with me, which I never get, being married at all. I've talked about it a few episodes ago, but basically, breaking it down like this. I wanted to get rid of my iPhone so I could get a tablet, iPad specifically at that point, a tablet, and never have a phone again, or possibly hook up the tablet as a phone. Well, an iPad is way too expensive. I've said there's no way to justify having one because they start at $500. So no. Did do a lot of research over the past 8 months. Kind of like the Galaxy Tab. Would buy it. Will buy it. Found out that when it came out, like in, what, September, November last year, it was $800. But that's without contract. $500 with contract. Now is only $200. That's pretty fantastic with a 2-year contract. But I don't want to have two 3G capable pieces of tech. So, you know, I was like, okay, that tab I can use with, you know, Google Voice and Skype or whatever. No, you can't. I've done enough research. You can't. Well, you can. There's some jerry rigging, but for the most part, let's just say you can't. So I figured, you know what? I'll pick up a Galaxy Tab, get the 3G, get the tablet that I want, and get a Dope Boy phone. Dope Boy phone is basically those pay-as-you-go Go phones, Crickets, whatever you want to call them, because you use it and there's no tracing it. There's no record, there's no credit card attached to it. Use it, sell your crack, throw it in the trash can, done. So I was going to get a D-Boy phone, but I ended up, I went to gazelle.com and I priced out, they buy a lot of old tech, and I priced out my 32 gig iPhone 3GS, which is a fantastic phone. I have no intention of upgrading to the 4G ever. The only thing the 4G has that I'm interested in is there are some apps that only run on 4G, or the iPhone 4, sorry. But the only thing that interests me on that is not FaceTime at all. I don't give a fuck about that, nor the front-facing camera. I just don't care. Is the flash for the camera. That's awesome, but I don't feel like I need to drop another $200, $300 for a new phone for just flash. I don't care that much. So I really like this phone, and I ended up doing enough research. I was going to go out. I was on my way to a Verizon store to do the whole tab thing. But I ended up stopping off at a few other stores to run some errands, and while I was there, I fucking bring out my iPhone like 4 times in only the 20 minutes that I'm there and doing research. Like, I'm taking pictures of stuff. I'm looking up reviews on the internet. I'm like, you know what? This is just way more convenient than carrying a tablet. I don't want to have to carry around a messenger bag, which, nothing wrong with that, but it's not worth carrying around a big-ass messenger bag for a small tablet. I'd have to carry around something smaller, and that would just, in essence, be a purse, and I don't carry a purse being, you know, a heterosexual male. So I decided right there to go back to gazelle.com and cancel my shit. They priced out my iPhone 3GS 32 gig at $227, and then I had a promo code. So it ended up being, oh, excuse me. Spitting gum out. Priced it out to be $240, which is fucking fantastic. Like, I keep my tech and all my video games and all that shit in perfect shape, so that's not even a problem. But $240 when I bought the phone originally, I think for $300, something like that. So for having a phone for 2 years, an Apple product for 2 years, and only losing like $60 off it, that's fucking fantastic. So I did that, and then I canceled it, like I said, because I was just using my 3GS so much, I decided, you know what, fuck it, and I canceled the whole tab thing. I canceled the whole Dope Boy thing. But here's the thing: I already opened up the Dope Boy phone that I bought. I didn't activate it, but now I wasted $30, so unless I find some kids or some dope boys, I have this phone that's just worthless. I just blew $30 for nothing, which, if I had waited, you know, the rest of the night, and I should've, because I didn't use a fucking phone, if I had waited the rest of the night, I would've come to the conclusion, shit, you're not going to use that dope boy phone and don't open it. But I did. So what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to go back to Target and be like, hey guys, something's missing in this phone. Nothing's missing in the phone. I'm just going to throw it away or keep it or something. I can't activate this. Can I get a new one? Once I get the new one, bam, got a clean one, return it. So hopefully that works. I know it's cheating the system a bit, but you know what? Fuck you. I don't give a fuck. It's $30 I'm not using. You know, the only losers are T-Mobile. And you know what? T-Mobile, they suck. They are losers as it is, so I don't really give a fuck. But that leads me up to yesterday. Yesterday, I was, I was wondering, well, you know what, there's the iPad that's Wi-Fi only. Is the Galaxy Tab in Wi-Fi only? Come to find out that it just got released about 2, maybe 3 months ago. Galaxy Tab Wi-Fi only is $350. Now, I don't want to pay $350 for a tablet, but if I don't have a contract and all that shit, that's fantastic. That's a great deal. And I was thinking about getting that, but I said, eh, no. But if you followed me on Twitter, twitter.com/praghole, P-R-A-G-H-O-L-E, pragmatic asshole. It's just shortened it because it sounds grosser, and it makes me laugh at how gross it sounds. If you follow me on there, then you would know that I've been checking out Craigslist recently. And, you know, here's the thing. You hear all these things about Craigslist killers, and just, it's just a seedy place. And I totally believe that it is a seedy place. The past few days I've been looking up, Galaxy Tab, and people have been selling for like $600. Like, fuck that. I can buy it with a contract for $200. And then I realized, you know what? Maybe I can find one, a Wi-Fi. So I looked for a Wi-Fi one. Nobody had it. But then it was, yesterday or the other day, whatever it was, I found, some that are, you know, under $400 and or under $300. And I was like, oh, this is a good deal. So I would email them, and, of course, in the Craigslist listings, of course, I'm looking under Baltimore, because that's where I'm around, and, these people fucking email me back, and one guy's from fucking Virginia, like, Virginia Beach, which is like 4 or 5 hours away, and he's like, oh, yeah, my store has a ton of them, that's why I put it up there. I'm like, well, I thought you were local, that's why I fucking emailed you, so we could meet up, so I could buy your shit off of you for cheap. And he goes, oh, no, but I offer free FedEx shipping. I'm like, no, that's not the point. And that's obviously one of the whole, things about Craigslist. It's a classified ad. So if you're asking me to send you money without knowing who the fuck you are, you're a retard. If you think I'm going to fall for it, you're a retard. You know, at least eBay has a few controls on it, like A, feedback, which doesn't necessarily always discourage that kind of behavior, but it's there. And also, you know, they work with PayPal, so I could always get my money back if I wanted. But, if you're just some fucking random that I'm sending PayPal or money order to, you're fucking me over. There's no two ways about it. So I said, you know, basically, fuck off. Somebody else, I tried, she's like, oh, I'm living in Vancouver, British Columbia, or whatever, in Canada now. I'm like, why the fuck are you posting this shit in Baltimore? She said she moved, like, 2 days ago. Like, well, then take your fucking ad off there. And she says, well, I can FedEx it to you. No, that's not the point. You're all fucking scammers. Get your shit. I didn't know that. I knew there are killers and, fucking crab-infested sluts on Craigslist. But I had no idea that there are so many, like, scammers. That people that are just trying to get your money like that. I had no idea. You know, I figured there are, like, fishers. I guess that's a fishing thing then. But I figured there are people who are like stores, like trying to sell overstock and shit like that. But I didn't know there are people who did that kind of stuff. And I guess, you know, with the law of averages, they hit a retard every now and then. I'm just not a fucking retard. I might be dead in a few hours, but I'm not a retard. So that leads me up to today. I found a Craigslist posting that was from yesterday, I think, and I responded to him today via text, which actually gave me a little more legitimacy rather than just going through the Craigslist email. $200 That's how much it is new. You know, if it's not too scuffed up or whatever, I'm fine with that. No contract. And this one is 3G and Wi-Fi, so if I want, I can activate it anytime. I'm probably never going to do that. I'm just probably going to use this at home. But, you know, it's $200. That's a fucking great deal. And that's, you know, oh my God, I'm going to die, you know, like Spider-Sense hasn't really, you know, kicked off. But, you know, I don't want to die, so I'm going to meet this guy in about, actually, 45 minutes from now, but, you know, it'll be after that by the time I post this, if I'm alive. So I'm going to go drive out about 30 minutes from where I live, drop at a Royal Farms. If you guys don't know what a Royal Farms is, it's kind of like a 7-Eleven public place, and, you know, it's a convenience store, so it has cameras, so if he shanks me, they'll have his face, I hope, and I'll be my last will and testament, you know, give me the Galaxy Tab, I don't give a fuck, whatever. The point is, hopefully this is, you know, above board. I get my Galaxy Tab, get it out there, get this all done with, keep my iPhone, like I said. Found I have a corporate discount. I don't work for AT&T, but my company gets a discount, Arby's, because we sell just a shit ton of curly fries. So I went up to them today and I said, hey, give me my shit. I just found out we have a discount, and so they hooked me up. They said it'll take about 2 billing periods to get that worked out, I think. But the point is, it's going to get worked out, and that's going to save me some cash, and I'm happy about that. The whole point of me getting a tablet and a Dope Boy phone is to cut at least $20 off of my phone bill, because a Wi-Fi or 3G thing data plan only costs like $30, and then a Dope Boy phone is $3 a month. I worked it out. So $33 a month, that's nothing compared to the $70 I'm already paying right now for the iPhone. So that's good to go. You know, I hope that you guys hear from me soon. I'm going to post this up right now so that, you know that, where I'll be if I don't tweet after 6:45. Wish me luck. Wish me, life. I'll talk to you bitches later. Praghole is the Twitter. Twitter.com/Praghole. Same thing at Gmail. I'm on Google Plus, all that good shit. Hit me up. If I am alive, I'll answer you. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out. I don't say peace out. I don't say peace. That's not my thing. Later. There. It's just closure. Because if this is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys, I need closure. So, here's the closure. I fucking hate most of you, about 95% of you. The other 5%, I take you or leave you. All right? Praghole at twitter.net.org.